K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Godding's Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. Time now to talk all things GFL. And yesterday, Colac 11-17-83 defeated Bell Park 6-5-41. Lucky enough to be joined by Tigers co-coach Rowan McSparran. Rowan, firstly, congratulations on the win. You must be rapt to have been able to get the job done against another team that's going to contend for finals.
Yeah, thanks, Kingy. It was a pleasing win in the end. It was a pretty scrappy affair for most of the day, and there was a bit of drizzle rain down there, so happy to come away with the 4 points.
Quick start obviously helped. I think you kicked 3-6 in the first quarter, kept them to one behind, which really laid the foundation for you.
Yeah, it did. We're probably a little bit wasteful, actually, in that first quarter. We probably should have put a few more goals on the board. I think they defended pretty well, even though it doesn't reflect that on the scoreboard. They defended well and kept the ball out on the far side of the ground and made it hard for us to kick goals. So,
how crucial are wins like this, I suppose, early in the season against, you know, good quality opposition in I suppose, getting the belief of the group and, you know, especially with you coming in as a new coach?
Yeah, obviously it helps with some momentum, but as everyone knows, if you can bank some wins early in the season, that lets you either rest blokes or manipulate the draw a little bit later in the year. So if you can get the wins early, it sets up the whole season going forward.
You were lucky enough to have a lot of talent at your disposal. You say a lot of local talent. Obviously, Campbell Floyd's played a couple of really good Geelong VFL games this year. Didn't play over the Easter weekend with the Cats, but was available to you guys yesterday.
Yeah, I think that probably, to be honest, it probably helped us more than it helped Bell Park. A few of their listed boys were unavailable and had to be rested, so that obviously hurt them a fair bit. And we were lucky enough to have our boys available, so yeah, it was probably a case of we get ours and they didn't get theirs, and it made us probably a little bit stronger.
Yep. Dean Filikos seems to be having a bit of a renaissance in his career. He spent a few games in the twos last year, but his start to the season looks to have been impressive.
He has, yeah. He's one of those blokes that I was unsure of when I first went down there, but his form's been really, really solid. He knows his game really well, and for a man that looks about 38, he's not even 30 yet, so he still moves well, and he's a great ball user, so we love the ball in his hands as much as we can.
And your bigs were good yesterday, Lockie Veal and also Adam Garner. Has Garner been spending a little bit of time down back?
Yeah, he's been playing centre half back, so he's still a really young, developing footballer. He might even just be 20, so for him to hold down a key post at GFL level and do it with a bit of class is a great attribute to him.
Yep. The other great story out of the day is that Tom Simkin made his return after obviously an ACL last year, 12 months on the sidelines. How did he get through? And I'm guessing he'll be better for the run.
Yeah, that's right. It was actually solid. He didn't star by any means, but he got through the game, and just getting out there against opposition, you know, it's a bit hard at training. The boys know what he's coming off, so they're probably a little bit tentative crashing into him. But when you come against opposition, it's game on. So he got through unscathed and looked to pull up really well, so that's pleasing for him.
Yep. Jake McGuan, a slight injury issue. What's the latest there?
Yeah, so Jake looks like he's maybe strained or just tweaked the calf a little bit. We'll get that assessed during the week and see how he pulls up. And if he pulls up all right, well, he'll be fine for selection. Otherwise, we'll just have to recess.
Yep. What was the most pleasing aspect for you of yesterday's performance, right?
I think just to get the win the way we got it, I think that, you know, it wasn't pretty by any means, but just to grind it out. And as you said, against a quality club and a really proud club like Bell Park, it was pleasing to come away with a win. So that was probably the most satisfying thing out of the day. But even though it wasn't pretty footy, we got the win in the end. So that was the main thing.
Despite, I suppose, I think you're 6 or 7 years back at Ammo's after your stint at Bell Park as a player, where, of course, you played in a premiership side. Was it weird coaching against one of your old mobs?
Yeah, I think there was probably 4 or 5 premiership players out there. James Rock, the 2 Sheringhams, Jackson Bright. So there's still a few of them there. Christian Bukovars didn't play. He was unavailable yesterday. But there's still a few of them floating around. And there's a heap of old boys still on the sidelines that I played with as well. So I've obviously got a really strong connection at the club and hope they do well.
Yep. And how are you keeping track of Ammo's games when your young fella Wade's running around, who's playing some good footy at the moment, by the way? You're lucky enough to watch him against Barwon Heads last week. Are you keeping half an eye on the Ammo score while coaching?
Yeah, the boys tend to give me an update at half time. One of the boys on the bench give me an update at half time, and Bianca, the wife, gives me a call after the game and fills me in how he went for the day. So I'll try and keep across and see how he's going.
Yep. Good. big game next week for your boys against St Mary side, who 0-3, never easy going down to Central Reserve. Would love to pick off another scalp, but gee, they're going to be desperate next week to try and get their first win.
Yeah, pretty proud club, St Mary. So for them to be 0-3 at this stage, and obviously they've lost a fair bit of firepower through the off season, but they're going to come down pretty keen to get a win on the board. So I know Keithy and Robbo will have the boys all primed up, ready to go for next week.
Ro, really appreciate your time as always. Good to talk to you as a Colac coach, and getting those wins on the board early in the season, as you said, can help set you up for a crack at the title in 2019. Really appreciate your time as always, and look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
No worries. Thanks, Kingy.